businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. KB Tire and Auto, Art Supplies, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring, Thomas Motors, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance Agency, Beecraft Jewelers, Kids Caboose, all of Moberly, Failing Small Engine of Salisbury, PK Weiss Agency in Moberly, and Sellers Weiss Insurance in Salisbury, your independent insurance agents. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com, and MACC, the college for you in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Greyhounds with red uniforms, white numerals, gray trim. They'll be going right to left here in the first half. The Bobcats in their white uniforms, blue numerals, a little bit of silver trim on the pants, but generally white and blue. And we are ready to go. It'll be Chris Thompson to jump center against Will Rucker for the Greyhounds. Brian Stratton, a 108-105 win yesterday over Triton. And the official didn't like that jump. We're going to do it again. Greyhounds coming off the 11-point win over Sauk Valley. His tap controlled by the Greyhounds. Grabbed by Verge in the backcourt. Into the front court near side. He finds Sharp. Gives it back to Verge. Back to Sharp. At the right wing. Lobs into low post for Rucker. Rucker with his back to the basket. Dribbles out towards the top of the key. Now spins back towards the baseline. His shot too strong. Rebound controlled by the Bobcats. Grabbed by Joe Duty. He'll leave it back for Brookins. Brookins will get it into the front court. Working left side of the floor. Gives it back up to the top of the key. Ball swung to the right side. Into the right corner for Schneider. Excuse me, for McDermott. Underneath the basket is Thompson. Kicks out to the left corner. Ball batted around. Still loose. Finally picked up by the Bobcats. Top of the key. 8 on the shot clock. Driving lane. Shot off the window. Will not go. Rebound controlled by Small. Off the miss by McDermott. Into the front court. Verge with the ball near the top of the key. Hands it off. Small drives to his right. Now hands it off. Sharp gives it back out. Reverse to the right side of the floor. And a 3 by Small. Bang! Moberly on the board first, 3-0 in favor of the Hounds. We're a minute in. Brookins into the front court, left side of the floor. He'll find McDermott. Works it to the baseline. Scoop shot is too strong by Thompson. Rebound Moberly. Miller-Moore into the front court for Verge. Verge, long pass into the right corner for Small. Dribbles to his right, gives it back up to the top of the key. Verge, right side, swings it to his right for Sharp. Back to Miller-Moore, top of the key. Lobs a pass inside for Verge. Back outside. Sharp for three. Bang! It's 6-0 in favor of the Greyhounds. 18-28 remaining in the first. Front court left side. McDermott with it. Leaves it back for Brookins. Near midcourt. Working right, working left. Drives the lane. Runner from 10 feet. Too strong. Rebound tipped to the near side. Grabbed by Brookins. His putback is too strong. Rebound Moberly. Sharp. We'll find Verge. Verge is going to drive the lane, lost the handle, and going the other way is McDermott. McDermott with Sharp getting back on defense. The layup is there. 6-2. 17-57 remaining in the first. Verge will get into the front court. Away again, now coming to his left at the top of the key. Back to his right. Kicks to his right. Miller-Moore into the right corner for Sharp. Sharp on the dribble. Gives it back up top of the key. Verge head fakes a three. Steps inside to the free throw line. Feeds it in. Shot off the window, up and in by Will Rucker. 8-2 in favor of the Hounds. 17-34 remaining in the first. Brookins in the backcourt. Lobs a pass to the near sideline. McDermott will get it into the front court. His pass stolen by Rucker. Rucker into the front court. Dribbles up to the right wing. Into the lane. Eurostep dishes off. Miller-Moore under the basket. Lays it up and in. 10-2 in favor of the Hounds. In the backcourt, Brookins. He'll feed it up to midcourt. Jinko gets into the front court, into the right corner. Thompson will give it back out. Jinko in the lane. His shot too strong. Rebound Moberly. They'll push up the floor. Into the front court, Small. Zips it to his right. Sharp off to his right for Miller-Moore at the wing. Gives it back out to Sharp. Reverse to the near side, Verge. Over to Small. Feeds it into Rucker. Rucker back to the basket. Lowers the shoulder. Drives in. Two defenders. His shot. And they're going to call a held ball. It's going to go to Bryant and Stratton on the arrow with 16:46 remaining in the half. Tyrese Walters, Lawrence, and Mikhail Cooper will check into the game for the Bobcats. They will replace Jinko and McDermott. 10-2 Greyhounds. 16:46 remaining in the first half. Walters Lawrence in the backcourt will give out to Brookins. Denied by Miller-Moore as he gets to midcourt. Throws a pass to the front court. Right side of the floor finds Duty. Gives it back to Brookins at the jump circle. 16 on the shot clock. Walks it up to the top of the key. Now goes to his left. Passes off to the left wing for Walters Lawrence. Gives it back to Brookins. Off to his right for Duty. Curling to the left. Takes a three from near the right elbow. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Moberly. Into the front court. Miller Moore to the top key. Swings it right. Sharp for three. Bang! His second three. It's 13-2 in favor of the Hounds. 16:05 remaining in the first. Into the right court. Brookins still working to his right. Faces off. Walters Lawrence at the wing. Gives it back left side Duty into the left corner. Cooper drives the baseline. Goes underneath the basket. Pass comes to the right side for Thompson. Kick out Duty for three. Rims out no good. Rebound Moberly. Hounds up 11, 15, 40 remaining in the first. Small leaves it back. Verge back into the corner. Small for three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Brookins. As it was over, Rucker. The shot at the other end, layup is good by Tyrese Walters Lawrence. 13-4, 15-23 remaining in the first. Verge will get it into the front court right side. Guarded by Brookins, comes back to his left, up to the top key. Feeds it off Miller Moore, dribbles right across the top of the arc. Ends up back in the hands of Verge, top of the key, drives the lane right side, kicks back out, now finds Rucker in the high post. Back outside to Miller Moore. Miller Moore working left to right. Now ball swung left corner. Small inside to Rucker, back out, sharp with it, four on the shot clock, kicks out Small from the left elbow, jumper, rattles out, no good, rebound controlled by Duty. Long pass up the floor, finds Walters Lawrence, dishes near side, Christensen's layup is good. Or Thompson, excuse me, Thompson's layup. 13-6. 14-40 remaining here in the first half. Verge crossing the timeline. Dribbles around the arc to the left side. He'll hand off to Miller Moore. Working to his right. Gets to the right elbow. Jumpers up and in. Sean Miller Moore with 4 points. 15-6 Greyhounds. 14-20 remaining in the first half. Brookins finds Duty. Back to Brookins. He'll cross the timeline near side of the floor. Splits two defenders. Lost the ball. Sharp came up with it. Got the pass away to Miller Moore. Three on one. Miller Moore dishes through it behind Small. Loose ball picked up in the corner by the Bobcats. Wasted trip by the Greyhounds and a nice steal by Sharp trying to go out of bounds. Saved it. Got it into the front court for Verge. Verge saves it on the dribble. Crosses the key now. Throws it away as he was looking for Sharp in the low post. And Coach Smith frustrated. Two wasted possessions in a row for the Greyhounds. Jinko back into the game. Joe Sosa's going to check in as well for the Bobcats. Reggie Butler is into the game for Bryant and Stratton as well. Markelo Sullivan into the game for the Greyhounds along with Raekwon Drake. Inbounds pass will come into Butler. He'll give it back to Jinko. Near side for Walters Lawrence. Back to Jinko into the front court. Out fast left side. He'll find Cooper. Kicks back out. Three on the way is off target. No good by Walters Lawrence. Rebound Moberly. Miller Moore with it. Into the front court for Verge. Near the top of the key left side. Dribbles to his right. Splits four defenders going to the rack and draws the foul. They had four defenders packed in the key. He took them all on and got to the hole. Was fouled as he got there. Fouls on Tyrese Walters Lawrence, his first. Team foul number one for either team with 13:27 remaining in the first half. Lonzo Verge coming into the weekend, 28 points per game, 80% free throw shooter. And the first one rims out. Kyle McDermott back into the game, replacing Tyrese Walters Lawrence. Verge's second free throw on its way. Pops out of the cylinder. No good. Rebound safe from going out of bounds by Bryanton Stratton. 15-6, 13-22 remaining in the half. Front court left side, Butler. Kicks into left corner. Cooper drives the lane, lays it up and in. His first points. 15-8. Front court right side, Miller Moore. He'll give it back to Verge between the circles. Dribbling to his right. Now back to his left, back to the top of the key. Left side for Markelo. Feeds inside to Miller Moore. Two defenders on him. Kicks back out. Markelo for three. Pops out. No good. Rebound controlled by Bryanton Stratton. Jinko into the front court. Top of the key. Guarded by Miller Moore. Swings it left. Now comes back to the top of the key. Three by Cooper is good. His first three. That's 15-11. 11-point lead has been cut to 4. Burge right side, deep off the wing. Steps into an NBA 3, off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by the Bobcats once again. Cooper into the front court. Offense has grown ice cold for the Greyhounds after a hot start to this game. Left side, Jenko feeds up to the top of the key. Dish and the foul's going to be called. Sosa fed the ball inside to McDermott, and he was held. 2 free throws coming up. Fouls on Markelo Sullivan, his first, team foul number 1. Kyle McDermott, 15.2 points per game, 62% free throw shooter. Bobcats have 5 players averaging double digits. Averaging 87 points per game. First free throw is no good. Isaiah Ford checks in, replacing Miller Moore for the Greyhounds. 12-14 remaining in the first half. It's 15-11. Second free throw by McDermott is good. He has 3 points. It's a 3-point game, 15-12. Verge into the front court, right side. Crosses back to his left, top of the key, back to his right. Kicks out to the right side of the floor. On the dribble, ball swung into the right corner. And going to the floor, Hood. Loose ball picked up by Drake. Still a scramble on the floor, and they're going to call Drake on a travel. As he rolled over to try to get the pass out to the perimeter. Call for the travel. It'll be Bobcats' ball. 11:52 remaining here in the first half. Greyhounds leading 15-12. Inbounds pass comes into Cooper. They give it back to the near side. Jenko forces into the front court, nearly threw it into the Greyhounds bench. Now long pass back to the left corner for Butler. Butler will drive the lane. His shot draws a foul. He'll have 2 free throws coming up. Mike Hood picks up his first, team foul number 2. Reggie Butler at the line. Averaging not much at all. First free throw was missed. He's only played in 7 games. Averaging about a point per contest coming into the weekend. Second free throw. Well off target to the right. Rebound Moberly. To 12 into the front court. Verge right side. Backs his way into the low post, and a foul is going to be called. Foul is called on Justin Brookins. It'll be his first, team foul number 2. Verge will inbound baseline underneath the basket. To the left, kicks out to the corner. 3 by Hood is good. Bang. And it's 18-12. Well, they call that a 2. Into the front court, left side of the floor on the dribble is McDermott. He'll launch a 3. It's no good. Rebound fought for and controlled by Mobley. Grabbed by Markelo. Into the front court. Verge drives to the hole. The layup is left short. Rebound controlled by the Bobcats. Into the front court, left side's McDermott. Back to the top of the key. Jenko for 3 is good. Greyhounds lead cut to 2, 17-15, 10:43 remaining in the first half. Verge into the front court, drives the lane right side to the rack, off the glass, it's good. His first points of the game, 19-15. Long outlet pass to Butler, drives to the hole, and his shot off the backboard, no good. The putback, however, is good by Jenko. 19-17, 10:23 left in the first half. Verge will get it into the front court, working to the right side of the floor. Still dribbling. Now leaves it back right side. Markelo for 3. Bang! His first points. 22-17, midway point of the first half. McDermott in the backcourt. They'll give it back to Brookins, just came back in the game. Front court left side, Jenko. Back out to Brookins. Up to the top of the key. Launches a long 3. It's good. Justin Brookins from Milwaukee getting his first points, 22-20. 9:47 remaining in the first half. Burge into the front court, working to the right sideline. Now comes around the screen, back to his left, back to his right, leaves it back right side. Hood for three. Bang, that play is working all day. And a timeout taken by the Greyhounds with 9:30 remaining in the first half, leading 25-20. Back in 30 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
The Gravely Atlas is one mean, lean, working machine. It's the ultimate work vehicle, and right now, save big bucks during the Model Year Sales event at Failing Small Engine in Salisbury. This is Aaron, and through October 31st, save an additional $1,500 on the JSV 6000 and $1,000 on the JSV 3000. And that's in addition to 0% financing for up to 48 months. See it, drive it, buy it. Get your Atlas now at Failing Small Engine, Highway 24 West, Salisbury.
Welcome back to Freeport, Illinois. J.B. Conley with you. 9:30 remaining in the first half. Moberly leading Bryan and Stratton by a score of 25-20. Bobcats with the ball. It'll be Jinko on the far sideline. And he'll throw it into the scores table on a cross-court pass. I think he was trying to get Brookins, but Brookins was about 10 feet further down the court. And quickly, Hood's going to come back in for Taj Small. Greyhounds by five with the ball. Sharp into the front court. Back in the game. He was bumped hard. Play continues. Didn't lose the ball. Right side, he'll find Marquilo. Feeds it to Miller Moore. Right side of the basket, 10 feet out. Tries to back his way in the lane. Now kicks top of the key. Swung right side. Marquilo, three from the corner. No good. Long rebound. Grabbed by Duty. He'll leave it for McDermott. Into the front court. Ball swung right side. Driving the baseline. Count it and one. Mikel Cooper with the bucket. He has 7 points. Chance for a three-point play. The foul on Mike Hood is his second. Team foul number three. At the line, Mikel Cooper. 7 points. Averages only 2.1 per game. .86 free throw shooter. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Rucker. He'll find Sharp into the front court. Gives it back. Miller Moore, top of the key for three. Off the heel, and then hit the support strap above the basket. And it will be Bobcats ball. 8:43 remaining in the first half. Bryan Stratton can tie with a three. McDermott up the near sideline into the front court. At the right wing, gives it back up top of key Duty. Swung to the left side. Three on the way by Brookins. Off the rim, no good. And Mobley let it go out of bounds. It'll be Greyhounds ball. Winner of this game plays at 9 o'clock tonight. The loser plays at 7 in the third place game. Into the front court, right side Sharp. Crosses to his left at the top of the key. Still going. Now lobs it inside for Miller Moore. Comes down with the ball. Goes back up. Puts it up and in. 27-22 in favor of the Greyhounds. They'll press in the backcourt, Brookins. Long pass back to the right side of the floor. Cooper will get it into the front court. Drives the lane. Floater from the left side. He was off balance. Wouldn't go. Drifted too far right. Rebound controlled by Moberly. Sharp into the front court. He'll find Marquilo at the left wing. Over in the corner. Miller Moore feeds inside. Rucker tries to fight his way into the key. Knocked out of his hands. Chases down to the right corner. 15 on the shot clock. Rucker still dribbling. Spin move in the baseline. Gives it back out top of the key. Swung to the right side. Reverse to the left side. Hood with it. Behind the back dribble into the key. Lays it up and in. Mike Hood with 7. 29-22, 7:30 remaining in the first half. Cooper front court left side. Gets to the low post. He'll be tied up by Rucker. It'll be Moberly's ball on the arrow. Very quick whistle, and they certainly could have called Rucker for the reach there, but it will be Greyhounds ball. Chris Thompson back into the game for the Bobcats. Greyhounds have Hood, Sharp, Rucker, Miller, Moore, and Verge. 29-22. Virgil will bring it into the front court for the Greyhounds. Goes around screen set by Miller Moore. Now gives it back to Miller Moore, top of the key. Right side for Sharp, back to the top of the key. Hood open for a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound at the free throw line by Brookins. It's into the front court right side. Now crosses back to his left. He'll find Duty working to his right. Pass goes into the right corner. Three on the way was partially blocked by Verge, and then it goes out of bounds, I believe. They're called a foul. Say Rucker got him on the arm. His first team fourth. Rucker's going to sit down. Inbounds pass will come in. Right side of the floor, Thompson. Dribbles, gives it out. Brookins has it at the right wing. Drake came back in at that last timeout. 10 on the shot clock. Driving to his right, Brookins kicks out to the right corner. Three on the way is too strong. Rebound battle for and grabbed by Mobley off the miss by Schneider. By McDermott. Front court right side. Now back to Verge, top of the key. Feeds into the high post. Drake turnaround jumper from 12 off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by the Bobcats. 6:26 remaining in the half. Into the front court right side, Brookins. Lobs it back up top of the key. Thompson swings it left side to Duty at the wing. Back to his right. Leaves it back to Thompson. He'll drive the baseline. His runner off the glass and in. Chris Thompson with four. 29-24, 6 minutes remaining in the first half. Verge right side. Guarded closely by Brookins. Now comes around a screen set by Drake. Drives the lane. Verge lays it up and in. He has four. 31-24, 5:48 remaining. Long pass to the front court, left side for Duty, into the corner. Thompson gives it back out. Brookins near midcourt. Coming up on 5.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Greyhounds up 31-24. Duty top of the key. Shot clock at 12. Working to his left. Fees at left side. Jinko dribbles. Kicks out to the corner for Duty. Five on the shot clock. Takes a three. It's no good. Rebound Moberly. Long pass by Drake up the floor to Miller Moore. Takes it to the rack. Lays it up. He was hit. No whistle and missed the shot. Going the other way on the rebound is McDermott. Coming up on 5 minutes remaining in the half, Greyhounds by seven. Ball swung right side. Thompson couldn't find the handle. It was at his knees, and he lost into the Hounds bench. Moberly ball. Small back in, replacing Hood. And Reggie Butler back in for the Bobcats. He'll replace McDermott. Verge will bring up the floor for the Hounds. We have 5 minutes left in the half. Into the front court near side. Gets up to the wing. Still dribbling. At the free throw line near the left elbow. Drives the lane left side off the glass. Won't get the roll, but he was fouled. Bobcats foul is on Justin Brookins. His second, team foul number three. 31-24, 4:49 remaining in the first half. The other semifinal, we'll have Highland taking on Mineral Area. First free throw is good. Verge with 5 points now. Brookins will sit down. Cooper back into the game. Second free throw by Verge is also good. He's tied for a team-high 6 points with Miller, Moore, and Sharp. 33-24, the lead back to nine. Front court left side. Thompson dribbles left corner, has two defenders on, lost out of bounds. It was last touch by the Hounds. And as he had to deal with both Small and Drake. And we get a whistle as Coach Makizak was upset about something over here, but apparently he's fine now. Pass will be stolen by Small on the inbounds pass. Comes to the near side. Sharp gives it back out to Verge, top of the key. In left corner, Small open for a three. No good. Bounced out of the cylinder twice. Rebound controlled by the Bobcats. Into the front court right side is Jinko. As is the wing guarded by Verge. Dribbling to his right, getting the low post. Goes underneath the basket. He's fouled before the shot. Was Mackazak wanted the foul on the shot, but that came long before. Verge picks up his first team foul, number five. So the Bobcats will inbound baseline near side of the basket. Duty will trigger, lobs into the high post, and Thompson will chase him. They lost it. Drake knocked it out of his hands. Thompson got it back into the right corner. On the dribble, long two on the way is up, and it's in by Manny Jinko, and a timeout taken by Brighton Stratton. We'll take a 30-second break. 4:10 remaining in the first half, 33-26, back in 30 here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Welcome back to Freeport, Illinois. J.B. Conley with you, 4:10 remaining in the first half. Greyhounds leading by a score of 33-26. The winner will get either Highland or Mineral Area tonight. The loser will also get either Mineral Area or Highland tonight. First time we've seen Mineral Area up here. So certainly a possibility of an all Region 16 championship game, or we could get a rematch with the Highland Cougars. We beat by 10 back on November 24th. Either way, it's going to be a familiar opponent. Greyhounds with the ball into the front court. Alonzo Verge directing traffic, standing near the jump circle. He's looking at 3-2 zone. He'll take a three over the top of it. Bang. He has 9 points to lead all scores, 36-26. Left side of the floor, Cooper. His pass stolen away by Small. He'll bounce pass to the front court. Ball swung left side. Verge will find Miller Moore, who finds the bottom of the net with a dunk. Miller Moore with eight. The Greyhounds with their largest lead, 38-26, 3.5 minutes remaining in the first. Ball swung left side of the floor. Duty will kick off to his left. Butler gives it back up to the top of the key for Jinko. Working to his right, feeds in the corner. Duty for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out, grabbed by Drake. Long pass up the floor to Verge. Verge is fouled before the shot. He was trying to wait for the defender to catch up to him so he could get fouled. He waited a little bit too long. It wouldn't have been a great shot anyway. He was kind of off balance. He'd just taken his time, he would have had a bucket. The foul on Jenko is his first, team foul number four. Verge will inbound, far side of the basket, 3:12 remaining in the half. Throws it out to the right corner. Comes back into Verge. And no whistle, but a foul's going to be called. It was caught, just didn't hear the whistle. It was McDermott with a little cheap push on Verge. Trying to get away with something there, and the official caught it. Verge will inbound into the corner for Taj Small. Gives out Miller Moore to the near side for Sharp. Feeds into low post on the near side for Drake. Backs in on two defenders. Gives it back out. Sharp wide open for a three. Off the rim, no good. The rebound controlled by McDermott. McDermott into the front court, 2:53. Remaining in the half, working right side. Gives it out to the right. Thompson gives it back out. McDermott, top of the key right side. He'll drive the lane, and he traveled. He bumped into Miller Moore. The official let that go, and he took an extra step afterward. I think he was anticipating a call. 2:43 left in the half. Greyhounds by 12. Verge into the front court. Launches an NBA three. Bang! He has 12 to lead all scores, 41-26, largest lead of the half. Long pass goes front court, left side of the floor, Jinko with it. Has it stolen away by Verge. Verge drives to the rack, his layup, good and one! Jinko getting there late, commits the foul, and a chance for a three-point play. Jinko picks up his second. Burge with 14 points now here in the first half, 43-26 in favor of the Greyhounds. It was a two-point game not that long ago. It's now up to 17 and counting. Jenko's going to sit down. Tyrese Walters Lawrence back into the game for the Bobcats. Burges 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Make it 3 of 5. He has 15 points. 44-26. Duty in the backcourt. Left side of the floor. He'll find McDermott. Long pass. Front court right side. Thompson. Drives the lane to the rack. Dishes back out. He had an open shot. Takes the three. Instead, Brookins does. No good. Rebound Moberly. Into the front court. Sharp. Ball fed inside. Drake lays it up and in. It's a 20-point lead for the Hounds. 1:49 remaining in the first half. 46-26. Cooper front court left side. Into the corner for Thompson. Ball fed inside. Nothing there for McDermott. Throws it away as he was looking to the far sideline. Threw it away from Thompson. Jose Sosa back into the game for the Bobcats. 1:37 remaining in the first half, 46-26. Now it'll be Verge to bring it up. Guarded by Brookins as he crosses into the front court, far sideline. Minute and a half remaining in the first half. Verge top of the key. His pass deflected by Duty. Loose ball, and they're going to call foul on Drake as he reached trying to prevent the runout. His first team foul, number 6. 1:23 remaining in the half. Inbounds pass comes to Duty. Picks up his dribble, gives it back to Brookins. Back to Duty into the front court. 1:15 left in the half. Duty gives it back to Brookins near the top of the key, working to his left. Pass goes left side of the floor for Walters Lawrence. Fed inside, shot off the glass, won't go for Duty. Rebound Miller Moore. Miller Moore bumped on the near sideline. Play continues. Nearly lost out of bounds. He'll pass to the far side of the floor. Sharp will give it to Verge. Verge from 30 feet. Bang! He has 18. He took that from the volleyball 10-foot line. 49-26. 40 seconds remaining in the half. Duty near the right corner. Inside the arc, his pass stolen by Small. Small at the floor. Two on one. He'll find near side, and Verge will lay it up and in. Alonzo Verge with 20 points here in the first half. It's 51-26 in favor of the Greyhounds. Brookins will give it back to Cooper. Back to Brookins on the near side. Into the front court. His pass goes left side of the floor. Shot clock's turned off. 15 seconds remaining. Left corner comes back out. Walters Lawrence drives the lane, splits two defenders, left it short, but he's fouled, and we'll have two free throws coming up. With 8 seconds remaining in the half. The Moberly foul on Taj Small, his first, team foul number 7. At the line, Tyrese Walters Lawrence, 2.7 points per game. He's 7 of 9, 78% from the free throw line this season. First one, off target to the right. The Bobcats are now 1 of 6 from the free throw line. Second free throw is good. Walters Lawrence with 3 points. 8 seconds left in the half. Verge will get it into the front court. Down to 6, down to 5. Verge stripped of the ball by Duty. Duty with 2 seconds left. Into the front court, takes it to the rack. His layup at the buzzer was missed. He missed the bunny at the buzzer. At the half, it is Moberly 51, Brighton Stratton 27. We will take a two-minute break and be back. You're listening to Greyhounds Basketball on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
This Christmas season, Thomas Motors and Chevy invite you to become part of their family with Chevy employee discounts for everyone. The price you pay is what we pay. Not a cent more on 2018 model Silverados, Colorados, Equinox, Trax, and Cruze. Stop into Thomas Motors in Moberly today and get yours while supply is best. Enjoy the employee discount all month long. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Additional rebates and incentives may apply. See dealer for complete details.
At Christmas time, everything is sparkling and shining, so why not treat yourself or someone you love to something sparkling and shiny from Beecraft Jewelry? Visit Chris at Beecraft Jewelry in downtown Moberly today. Chris has a large selection of necklaces, rings, bracelets, earrings, watches, and so much more. Stop by Beecraft Jewelry at 507 West Reed Street or call them at 660-263-2144. They have something for everyone on your list.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from your friends at Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are so thankful that our fantastic patients put their trust in us for all of their orthopedic needs. Here's to a Happy New Year and a very prosperous 2019. When injuries happen or nagging pain persists, give us a call at 573-443-2402. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Season's greetings from all of us here at Columbia Orthopedic Group.
And welcome back. J.B. Conley with you. The Halftime Report is brought to you by Arts. Great brands, low prices, nice folks. Arts Appliance, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly. Visit them online at artappliancesandfurniture.com. At the half, Greyhounds lead by a score of 51-27. So getting the first half stats set it up here. As Moberly pretty impressive throughout. Greyhounds were led by Alonzo Verge in the first half. And double-checking the numbers here, I believe 20 points. Mike Hood was 7. DeMarcus Sharp was 6. Sean Miller-Moore had 8. We'll overlook that. Markelo Sullivan had 3. Taj Small had 3. 2 each for Raquan Drake and Will Rucker. Wright and Stratton led by Manny Jinko and Mikhail Cooper with 7 points each. 4 points for Chris Thompson. 3 points each for Tyrese Walters, Lawrence Justin Brookins, and Kyle McDermott. Greyhounds were 3 of 5 from the free throw line. And the Bobcats were 2 of 7 from the charity stripe in the first half. No ties, no lead changes. Moberly started the game on a 6-0 run, and they've not trailed in this contest. Brian Stratton did cut it to 2 at one point. The Greyhounds were on fire in the second part of the half and not really give the Bobcats any good looks at the basket. 51-27 is the score at the half. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. KB Tire and Auto, Arts Appliance, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring, Thomas Motors, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance Agency, Beecraft Jewelers, Kids Caboose, Hall of Moberly, Failing Small Engine of Salisbury, PK Wise Agency in Moberly, and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury, your independent insurance agents. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com, and MACC, the college for you in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. 51-27 the score at halftime. We're going to take a two-minute break. Be back with more. You're listening to Greyhounds Basketball on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
With adjust reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023 tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 131-2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
And welcome back. J.B. Cotley with you as we've got Greyhounds basketball here on Information Radio Quicks, CentralMoInfo.com. Greyhounds leading at the half by a score of 51-27. Halftime report brought to you by Arts. This is the second game of the day, second of seven. First game here, it was Marshalltown, 83-72, over Olive Harvey in a consolation semi. The next game will be the other winner's bracket semi, Middle Area taking on Highland, scheduled for 1 o'clock. The seventh place game will be at 3 o'clock. It'll be Sauk Valley against Olive Harvey. And Sauk Valley, after their loss to the Hounds, yes, they lost last night to Triton by a score of 101-93. Triton will take on Marshalltown in the Constellation Championship at 5. And third place game's at 7 o'clock tonight. Championship is at 9. Weather up here much better today. Thick fog covering a lot of northern Illinois yesterday. And actually, when I got up this morning to leave the hotel, the vehicle was covered with where the fog had frozen. It wasn't just frost like we normally see in central Missouri. It was fog that had frozen solid to the windshield. Fortunately, easy to scrape off. A little bit easier than maybe other moisture, but it was thick all over the vehicle. But did come off, and sunny skies out here today. 51-27 the score at the half of this one. Coming up Monday, we will have Mobley High girls and boys basketball on Cress. Eric and Scott will have the call from Harrisburg. Pregame starting at 5:45, tip time 6 and 7:30. We will also have from the Tiger Network a Liberty Bowl special on the captain from 6 to 7 preview. That game. Tuesday, the Truman Men are in action home against Grand Valley State. Brad will have the call on Crest. That is a 2:45 pregame on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, it will be Mizzou hosting Xavier. There'll be a 5:30 pregame on the captain. Tip at 6 o'clock. Friday night, Moberly High girls and boys host Hallsville. Pregame scheduled for 6:10 on Crest. And then a week from tonight, the Mizzou Tigers will take on Illinois in St. Louis. Pregame 6:30, tip at 7 on Crest. A week from tomorrow, the Kansas City Chiefs back in action. They'll be at Seattle trying to bounce back from Thursday night's loss to the L.A. Chargers. Pregame at 6 and kickoff not long after 7 o'clock next Sunday night, a week from tomorrow on 99.9 The Captain. So busy time of year, even heading into the week before Christmas. Greyhounds leading by a score 51-27. Looking to get to the championship of this tournament for the fourth straight year. Actually, it'd be the fifth time they've been there, looking for the fourth straight championship win. First year they lost the championship final at Marshalltown, and they've won three straight. They've won 10 games in a row here now. And certainly they do treat us well up here. Good staff and quite a few Greyhounds fans made the trip up. About a five-hour drive from Moberly to Freeport, Illinois. About an hour and a half past the Quad Cities. Up here, we're actually closer to Madison, Wisconsin than we are to Chicago. That's how far north and west we are in Illinois. It's maybe about an hour outside Dubuque, Iowa. 51-27 the score. We will take a two-minute break. Be back with the second half. It's the Greyhounds and the Bobcats here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
We're told that mom knows best, but when it comes to clothes for me and my brother, let's be serious. We know what we like, but you won't find us at the mall. That's not my thing.
Our kids love Kids Caboose. Kids Caboose carries gently used clothing in all the latest styles. We can save up to 70% off of mall prices. Check out all the latest specials on the Kids Caboose Facebook page. Kids Caboose in historic downtown Moberly, the largest children's store in North Central Missouri.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
Hi, this is Bobby at Arts, and I want to give you some suggestions for family Christmas giving. Lazy Boy recliners are the gift that gets opened every day throughout the year. Lazy Boy recliners start at only $299 with over 80 to choose from. Spruce up your living room with sofas starting at $399. Swivel rockers, dining room, bedroom, curio cabinets, everything is on sale during Arts Christmas Sale at Arts Appliance, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly.
Whatever you need, you'll find it at Arts.
Now through November 30th, save $60 on MS-250 at Failing Small Engine in Salisbury. Buy a MS-180 CBE saw and get an extra chain free. Better yet, get a MS-271 Farm Boss and get a free extra chain, a six-pack of HP Ultra Oil, plus double your warranty, all at no extra charge. It's happening now at Failing Small Engine, Highway 24 West in Salisbury.
Welcome back to Freeport. The halftime show has been brought to you by Arts. Great brands, low prices, nice folks. Arts Appliance, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly. Visit them online at artappliancesandfurniture.com. Teams are back out on the floor. We're just a moment away from the start of the second half. After tonight's game, the Greyhounds will be off until December 29th. They'll take on Glen Oaks at the John Wood Classic in Quincy, Saturday the 29th at 5 p.m. Then on Sunday the 30th, they'll take on Henry Ford there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Lady Hounds will be taking on Arkansas Baptist New Year's Day at 1 o'clock and Malcolm X on the 2nd at 1 o'clock at Park Hills. And then both teams will be back together again on the 5th of January, Saturday night. Lady Hounds take on Illinois Central. Men take on Southeastern Iowa. Pre-game 4:50, tip times 5 and 7 here on Information Radio Quick. So that's what's coming up heading into the new year. Teams start conference play Tuesday the 8th, hosting St. Louis, and start Region 16 play Saturday the 12th, hosting Three Rivers. Nice little homestand coming up in early January. They'll each have four straight at home before heading to Mineral Area on the 19th of January. Lady Hounds will host Jeffco on the 23rd, then both teams at Three Rivers on the 26th. 51-27. Greyhounds will be going left to right here in the second half, and the Bobcats of Bryden Stratton will be going right to left. They're in the white uniforms with the blue numerals, just a little bit of silver trim. It looks like they have the same starting five out there. Brookins, Thompson, Jinko, McDermott, and Duty. They will have the ball. Greyhounds going with their starting five as well. Billimore, Verge, Rucker, Small, and Sharp. Into the front court. Brookins with it. Gives it back out to the top. Key Tootie. Left side. Gets it into the corner for McDermott. Holds the ball over his head. Back out to Duty near midcourt. Dribbles up to the top of the key. His pass. Left side. Jinko drives the lane. Jumper from 10 is up and in. Jinko has 9 to lead the Bobcats, 51-29. Berger getting into the front court, near sideline, near the scorer's table. Now crosses back to his left. Working to his right again, gets to the wing. Goes near the corner, feeds into Rucker, 8 feet from the basket on the baseline. And he'll be called for the offensive foul as Chris Thompson, a little bit of an acting job there, falls to the floor. Rucker picks up his second. 51-29. Inbounds pass comes into Cootie. He'll give it back to the right side of the floor. McDermott back to the near side. Brookins into the front court. Long pass in the lane is stolen by Verge. He was still looking for Thompson. Verge into the front court. Crosses to his left. Drives the lane. Kicks in the left corner. Reversed out to Small. He'll take a three off the rim. Short rebound controlled by Sharp. Kicks out to Miller Moore. Top of the key. Fed inside. And Small lays up in. Miller Moore with the assist. Small with 5 points now. 53-29, 18-47 remaining. Brookins. Right side for McDermott. Drives the lane. Now kicks into the corner. Three on the way by Thompson. Left short off the rim. Got his own rebound on the baseline. Drives the basket. A shot left short this time. Got his own rebound again. Knocked out of his hands by Miller Moore. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Rucker. He'll find Verge. Into the front court. Verge top of the key. Weaves through traffic to the rack. Lays it up. Shot too strong. Put back. Won't go for Sharp. And this time goes out of bounds. They couldn't hang on to it. I think Small knocked it out of Sharp's hands. Bobcats ball 18-18 remaining. Greyhounds up 53-29. And we're going to have a foul as probably going for the steal. No, they didn't put it up on the board. Start play again. They didn't signal it. They blew a whistle. Right side of the floor. Duty into the corner. They'll find McDermott. Must have stepped on the far sideline. It was pushed out. Three won't go. Rebound controlled by Moberly. Verge, long pass into the front court. Has it knocked out of bounds by Jinko. And checking into the game will be Mikkel Cooper, replacing McDermott. 17:53 remaining. Inbounds pass comes into Verge. Dribbles to his right. Now back to his left, feeds the left side of the floor. Miller Moore with it. Back to the top of the key. Sharp right side for Verge. Head fakes a long three. Now gives it back to Sharp left side into the corner for Miller Moore. 10 on the shot clock. Back out to Small. Long pass into the right corner. 6 on the shot clock. Back to the top of the key. Small left side. Miller Moore will take the three off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Cooper. And then a steal by Verge who lays it up and in. Verge with 22. 55-29, largest lead of the game for the Greyhounds. 17-25 remaining. Right side of the floor, Duty with it. On the baseline, stolen by Sharp. Sharp up the floor. Into the front court, left side. Gives it back to Verge, top of the key. Head fakes a three. Now takes that three. Bang! As they let the defender pass. Verge with 25. 58-29 in favor of the Hounds. 17-04 remaining here in the second half. Into the front court. Brookins near the jump circle, working the left side of the floor. Back to his right to the top of the key, guarded by both Sharp and Rucker. Pass right side to Jinko. He's eyed by Miller Moore, shot clock at 8. Drives to the free throw line, kicks out to Brookins on the right side. Down to 4, down to 3. Still dribbling. Now he sees the clock, takes a long jumper from the elbow. No good. Rebound Verge. Verge into the front court to the top of the key. Drops the pass back. Miller Moore kicks into the left corner. Sharp for three. Rims out. No good. Put back up and in by Rucker. He has 4. It's 60-29 in favor of the Hounds. 16-20 remaining. Front court. Right corner Duty. Zips underneath the basket. Thompson lays it up and in. Thompson with 6. 60-31. Sharp will get it into the front court. Leaves it off to his right. Verge, top of the key for Miller Moore. Steps into a three off the rim, no good. Rebound Thompson. He'll leave it off. Jinko will get it into the front court for the Bobcats with 15:52 remaining. Dribbling near the top of the key. He'll swing it left side. Brookins there. Dribbles twice. Now passes into the corner for Thompson. He'll go across the top of the key. Gives it back out. Three on the way is good by Mikkel Cooper, who has 10. 60-34. Merge guard by Brookins as he brings up the floor. Gets into the front court left side. At the wing. Feeds in the left corner. Three on the way by Small. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Rucker. Took it away from Thompson. Goes up strong, and they're going to call him an offensive foul again. And the Bobcat is a little slow to get up. That's duty. Foul on Rutgers is third. He'll take a seat. Drake back into the game. Duty's going to sit down. He's holding his rib. 60-34. Cooper into the front court near side. Thompson feeds into the corner. Ball out of bounds off fingertips of Reggie Butler. Just came in. Moberly ball. Markelo Sullivan will check into the game, replacing DeMarcus Sharp. Greyhounds leading 60-34. If they hold on to win, they'll play at 9 o'clock tonight. Pregame 8:50 here on Quicks. Verge into the front court. Kicks into the right corner. Three on the way. Bang! Markelo. He has six. 63-34. 14:58 remaining. Cooper in the backcourt. Gives it back to the near side of the floor for Brookins. Into the front court. Top of the key. Swings the right side. He'll find Cooper. Drives the lane. His shot counted to one. He was fouled by Drake. Cooper with 12. Drake picks up his second personal, team foul number three. 63-36, 14:47 remaining. And McDermott and Sosa both come into the game for the Bobcats, replacing Thompson and Jenko. Cooper, a freshman from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, team high 12 points, make it 13. 86% free throw shooter on the season. 63-37. Into the front court, Verge feeds right corner. Markelo, three. Off the rim, no good. Put back by Small is good. Cleaning up the miss, he has 7, 65-37. 14:31 remaining. Right side of the floor, Brookins. Long pass back to the near side. Comes into the right corner, driving in. Shot by Cooper, up and in. Cooper with 15. 65-39. Miller Moore on the dribble, top of the key, working to his right, drives the lane, his shot off the window left short, rebound fought for, put back by Virgil Coe, second putback's good. Alonzo with 27, 67-39, 14 minutes remaining. Bobcats used up all their points yesterday, a steal by Markelo, he'll find Verge into the front court, to the rack, and the reverse dunk by Miller Moore. 69-39 in favor of the Hounds, 13:42 left. And a timeout taken by the Bobcats. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle for under $15,000? Right now, Thomas Motors has late model, locally owned, one-owner trade-ins ready to roll. The lot at Thomas Motors is full of great deals, like a 2014 Chevy Malibu, a 2012 Nissan Rogue, a 2011 Cadillac. Buy local, save big, and drive home in your pre-owned vehicle from Thomas Motors today. Visit Thomas Motors online at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly.
Welcome back to Freeport, Illinois. J.B. Conley with you. Greyhounds leading 69-39 with 13:39 left in the contest. Bobcats ball coming out of the timeout. Mike Hood's back in the game for Moberly. Bounce pass to the backcourt for Mikel Cooper. Across the timeline, picked up by Markelo. Working to his right, drives the lane, now kicks into the right corner. Three on the way by DeMarco Collins, who just came in, no good. Rebound grabbed by the Greyhounds. Drake has it, finds Verge into the front court, top of the key, in traffic. Spins, feeds inside, Drake in the low post. His shot is blocked. The putback by won't go either for Drake. First shot blocked by Sosa, rebound grabbed by Butler. Into the front court, pass goes right side, reverse to the near side. Butler with it. Baseline jumper from 12, no good. Rebound controlled by Miller Moore. Greyhounds by 30, 13 minutes left. Top of the key, Miller Moore. Gives it outside to Verge. Head fakes a three, dribbles to his right now. Spins, takes the fadeaway jumper, won't go. And the rebound controlled by McDermott. 12:45 left. Kyle McDermott into the front court, left side. Splits two defenders. They're going to call Hood on a reach before the shot. Should be before the shot. They're going to give him continuation. Put him at the free throw line. Hood picks up his third. Team foul number four. That foul came well before McDermott took his shot. Sophomore from Frankfort, Illinois, averaging 15.2 points per game, held to three so far. First free throw is no good. Now one of three from the line. Isaiah Ford back in for the Hounds. Raheem Sullivan in for the first time. Tyrese Walters Lawrence into the game once again for the Bobcats. T.J. Schneider on the floor. McDermott, a 62% free throw shooter, now one of three in this game. Hits the second. 69-40. Sullivan into the front court. Ball swung left side of the floor. Hood with it. Back to the top of the key for Sullivan. Back to the left side. Hood steps into a wide open three. Bang. That's his second of the game. He's got 10 points. Third Hound in double digits. 72-40. Largest lead of the afternoon. Or morning, I should say. Near side of the floor. Jumper from 10 feet out. Will not go for Collins. Rebound putback is up and in for Jose Sosa. 72-42. Sosa from Venezuela. Sullivan, left side. Three by Ford. Bang! His first points of the afternoon. Hounds by 33. 12 minutes remaining. Collins into the front court. Working to his right. Gives it back top to Key McDermott. Dribbling to his left. He's inside to Sosa. Lost the handle. Kicks out to the right corner. Three on the way is good by T.J. Schneider. And a timeout taken by Bryant and Stratton. We'll be back in 30 seconds on AM 1230. KWIX Moberly 92.5. KWIX FM Cairo and CentralMoInfo.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
.11:43 remaining. Greyhounds leading 75-45 with the ball. Raheem Sullivan will get it into the front court. Dribbling to his left at the top of the key. Feeds it back right side. Marquilo with it at the wing. Back up to the top of the key. Hood left side. Raheem drives the baseline. Has a shot blocked by Sosa. Comes out to the top of the key. Picked up by Marquilo. He's called for a travel. And it will be Bobcats ball, 11:26 remaining. 75-45. Front court right side, it's Walters Lawrence back up to Sosa near midcourt. Over to Cooper at the left wing. He'll leave it back. Collins with it now. Into the corner, he'll find Schneider. Gets it back outside. On the dribble to the basket. And strip of the ball is Cooper. Loose ball picked up by Moberly. Ford into the front court right side. Into the lane. Dishes underneath the basket. And Tabo Benieri just checked in. Puts it up and in. 77-45 in favor of the Hounds. 10:51 remaining. Good to see this group get some minutes, especially with two games today. Right side of the floor. Walters Lawrence. Dives in underneath the basket. He's fouled and will shoot two. The foul was on Minieri. That'll be his first. Tyrese Walters Lawrence at the line. He's one of two from the stripe, has 3 points. First one is good. Second free throw is good. 77-47. Raheem Sullivan into the front court. Dribbling to his left. Dishes off. Hood kicks into the right corner. Driving in Marquilo. Kicks back out. Raheem for three. Off the rim. No good. Rebound at the elbow. Deflect out of the hands of Marquilo. Loose ball picked up by Walters Lawrence. He'll drive the rack. Lay it up and in. He has seven. 77-49. The Hounds lead down to 28 with 10:15 remaining. Raheem Sullivan will drive the lane, splits two defenders, count it one. Walters Lawrence trying to take the charge, ends up picking up the foul and a chance for a three-point play for Raheem Sullivan. Sullivan, a 75% free throw shooter this season, averaging 3.5 points per game. And his free throw here is good. 78-49, 10-11 left. Cooper into the front court. Dribbles to the near side, and a foul is going to be called before the shot against Raheem Sullivan. That'll be his first. .10-03 remaining. It's 80-49. Waiting for the inbounds pass underneath the basket. Comes out to Walters Lawrence near the top of the key left side. He'll dribble to his right. Back to his left into the lane. Sealed off there. Kicks out to Sosa, top of the key. Left it off. Collins on the dribble to his right now. 10 on the shot clock. Back to the near side of the floor. Schneider into the lane. Right-handed jumper. Count one. He has 5 points. Foul was called on Mike Hood. That'll be his fourth. Team foul number six. Foul 6-1 here in the second half. Excuse me, that's foul number seven. And the free throw is good. Schneider was six. All of them here in the second half. 80-52, 9:45 left. Front court left side, Hood. Dribbles to his right. Gives it back to Ford on his left wing. Low post for Manieri. Draws two defenders. Needs help. Gives it back to the near side of the floor. Raheem Sullivan, top of the key. He'll find Ford. Jumper from the right elbow is good. Isaiah Ford with 5 points. 82-52. 9:24 remaining. Near the top of the key is Cooper. Swings it to the right side of the floor. Walters Lawrence gives it to Collins. Back to Walters Lawrence in the left corner. Lobs it past Sosa. Gives it back. Walters Lawrence in traffic. Went up with the ball. Was stripped by Ford. Takes it the other way. Into the front court right side. Markelo takes it to the rack. His shot left short. Rebound controlled by Schneider with 8:57 left. Into the front court. Walters Lawrence drives the lane. Pops. No good. The tip in no good. Another rebound and a foul's called. And a couple of, one and one coming up for the Bobcats. The foul on Raheem is his second. Team foul number eight. 8:51 left. 82-52. First free throw is short off the rim. Rebound controlled by Markelo. Into the front court. Raheem for three. Bang! He has 6 points. 85-52. Matching the largest lead of the morning. Right side of the floor, comes back top of the key, Collins. On the dribble, gives it back to the right side once more for Cooper. Back to Collins. He'll take a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped to the near corner, picked up by Ford. Off the near sideline, 8:18 left. Passes into the right corner, three on the way, bang! Mike Hood with his third three has 13 points, 88-52. Top of the key, Cooper, right side. He'll find Walters Lawrence. Back to Cooper. Drives the lane. His shot blocked by Manieri. Loose ball picked up by Raheem Sullivan. Into the front court. Weaves around two defenders. His shot draws a foul. He just tried to fire up a shot off balance. It was enough to draw the contact. Foul on Schneider is first. Team foul number two. Raheem Sullivan with 6 points. First free throw is no good. Checking into the game, Aaron Taylor and Hunter Utz for the first time for the Bobcats. And Tommy Phillips is on the floor for the Greyhounds. Sullivan with 6 points. Second free throw is good. 89-52. 7:45 and counting left. Into the near corner, comes back up to the top of the key. Swung to the right side, gives it back to the near side. Three on the way by Taylor. It's no good. Rebound controlled by Ford. Ford into the front court. Has a seam to the basket. His shot and draws a foul for Muntz. It'll be his first. Sophomore from Marshall, Wisconsin. Isaiah Ford with 5 points. He's averaging 2.6 per game, 10 of 12, 83% from the free throw line this season. First free throw off the rim, no good. One more attempt coming up. Second free throw, also off the rim, and the rebound controlled by Aaron Taylor. 7:25 left, 89-52, a steal by Ford. They're trying to find Collins in the corner. Ford dishes left side, Raheem wide open for a three, off the rim short, rebound Collins. 7:14 left, front court near side, Cooper leans in on Tommy, shot won't go, put back won't go, loose ball, still bounded around and grabbed by Raheem Sullivan into the front court. Weaves to his right, gets to the wing. Has two defenders on him, gives it back up top of the key. Ball swung into left corner. Three on the way is left too long by Alex Smith, and the rebound controlled by the Bobcats. 6:45 left. Into the corner. Schneider gives it back out. Collins reverses to the right side of the floor. On the dribble is Taylor. Gives it back out to Collins. 15 on the shot clock. Into lane. Gives it back out. Top of the key once more. Schneider for three. It's good. He has 9 points, 89-55. Raheem Sullivan into the front court. Drilling near the top of the key left side, spins to his right. His shot off the glass is good. Nice play by Sullivan. Spinning left, spinning right, got it to fall. He has nine. 91-55, 6:08 remaining. Ball swung to the right side. Schneider, another three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for. Grabbed by Smith in the near corner from Moberly. Alex Smith into the front court. Gives it top of the key. Tommy Phillips with it. Into the lane. Finds Manieri. Back out. Three by Phillips. His near ball. Rebound controlled by Taylor. 5:43 remaining. Front court near side. Schneider was fouled by Sullivan. And he'll go to line to shoot two. Raheem Sullivan picks up his third. Tyrese Walters Lawrence back into the game. Replacing Mikel Cooper, who sits with a team high 15. First free throw is no good by Schneider. Rebound controlled by Moberly on the 1-1. 91-55, 5:34 remaining in this one. Raheem Sullivan, top of the key, takes a three. Off the rim left, rebound Manieri. Kicks out to Tommy Phillips at the left wing. And a fresh shot clock for the Greyhounds. Right side, Smith. And a reach will be called on DeMarco Collins, his first. Team foul number four. Jose Sosa will check in, replacing T.J. Schneider. 91-55. Inbounds pass comes in. Quick shot by Ford off the window. Too strong. The rebound controlled by Hutz. Collins into the front court. Coming up on 5 minutes left, and that pass was into his own bench. And he and his teammates are looking at each other like, why weren't they on the same page? Raheem into the front court, right side. He'll find Smith in the corner. Back out to Raheem. Top of the key, Phillips back to Raheem, dribbling to his left. Drives the lane left side. Nice little play, but the shot was too strong. The rebound controlled by Sosa. 4:50 remaining. 91-55. At the top of the key, it's Sosa to the near side. Gives it back up. Taylor into the right corner for Walters Lawrence. Gives it back out. Near side of the floor. Three on the way. Is good. Rattles home for DeMarco Collins. His first points of the now afternoon. 91-58, 4:24 remaining. Ford will feed to right side. Sullivan at the wing. Back to Ford. Tries to fit it inside. Now goes cross court. Reverse to the top of the key for Sullivan. Shot clock at 12. Ford top of the key. Takes a three. Off target right. Rebound controlled by Walters Lawrence with 4 minutes left. Into the front court near side, it's DeMarco Collins. Swung into the right corner now. Taylor with it, gives it back out. Walters Lawrence to the near side. Three on the way by Collins. Is an air ball. Rebound forward, long outlet pass to Smith. Smith into the lane. His shot off the window, no good. Rebound, Bobcats, 3:40 remaining. Walters Lawrence into the front court. He'll swing it off to Collins. Back into the right corner. Three on the way. Is partially blocked. Loose ball picked up by Ford. Ford, right side, Phillips. Near the right elbow. Spin move to the basket, and they're going to wave off the shot. They're going to call it travel. His bench liked it. But it was probably an extra step. And checking in for the Bobcat, Schneider back in replacing Sosa. 3:16 remaining, 91-58. Greyhounds open this game up early. Led by 24 at halftime and have not been challenged in the second half. Schneider with a layup. He has 11. 91-60. Reem Sullivan finds Ford left side. Smith for three. Bang! Alex Smith with his first points. 94-60. Marco Collins, top of the key. Right side for Taylor. Gives it back to the near side. Collins to the left elbow. Jumper off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Collins. Put back was blocked and taken away by Manieri. He'll find Phillips, who finds Ford into the front court. Long pass back to the right side. Raheem with it. Head fakes a three. Lobs it in the low post. Manieri underneath the basket. Kicks out left corner. Smith for three. Bang! Alex Smith with 6 points. 97-60. 2:13 remaining. Near the top of the key, it's Tyrese Walters Lawrence. He'll find teammate Schneider at the free throw line. Shot no good. 2 minutes left. Mobley with the rebound. 97-60. Ford up to the top of the key. Drives the lane right side. Steps around Schneider. Puts it up. Won't get the spin. And the rebound, Manieri going for it. Fell to the floor, lost out of bounds. It'll be Bobcats ball. Jose Sosa back into the game with 1:49 remaining. 97-60. Walters Lawrence into the front court. On the right side now is Schneider. Gives it back to left side of the floor. Taylor. Top of the key, Sosa. Taylor again takes a three. Off the rim short. Rebound controlled by Manieri with 1:30 remaining. Raheem Sullivan into the front court. Top of the key, Phillips for three. Bang! Tommy Phillips gets his first points. The Greyhounds lead 100-60 with 1:18 remaining. Right side of the floor, it's Taylor. Spins back to his left. Feeds it left side. Walters Lawrence drives in, kicks out. Baseline jumper from 15. Good by T.J. Schneider with 13 points now. 100-62, 1 minute left. Sullivan into the front court. Leaves it off. Ford gives it back out. Alex Smith for three. Too strong. Rebound controlled by Sosa. 45 seconds left. Greyhounds about to go to 9-5 on the year. Brian Stratton to fall to 9-3. All swung right side. Schneider for three. Off the rim short. Rebound Raheem Sullivan. 34 seconds remaining. Raheem drives around two defenders. Left the layup short. Rebound controlled by Schneider with 27 seconds left. And a foul was called on Sullivan, I believe. Oh, they just say it was off of Sullivan out of bounds. Shot clock will be turned off. 24 seconds left. Impressive win for the Greyhounds here. In our first game of the day, don't forget we'll have a second one tonight at 9 o'clock. They'll take on either Highland, the hosts, or they'll take on Region 16 rival Mineral Area. That game's coming up next. Final 8 seconds tick off. Bobcats won't even attempt a shot. The final score in this one, Greyhounds win 100-62. We'll take a one-minute break. Be back with the postgame show. You're listening to Greyhounds basketball on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
At Christmas time, everything is sparkling and shining. So why not treat yourself or someone you love to something sparkling and shiny from Beecraft Jewelry? Visit Chris at Beecraft Jewelry in downtown Moberly today. Chris has a large selection of necklaces, rings, bracelets, earrings, watches, and so much more. Stop by Beecraft Jewelry at 507 West Reed Street or call them at 660-263-2144. They have something for everyone on your list.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
And welcome back to the postgame show here on Information Radio Quicks. Greyhounds win by a score of 100-62. Moberly led by Alonzo Verge with 27 points in this one. Mike Hood had 13 off the bench. Sean Miller-Moore had 10 points. Raheem Sullivan with 9. Taj Small with 7. 6 each for Alex Smith and DeMarcus Sharp. 6 for Marquino Sullivan as well. Isaiah Ford had 5. Will Rucker had 4. Tommy Phillips had 3. Tabo Minieri and Raekwon Drake each had 2. Bobcats led by Mikkel Cooper with 15. T.J. Schneider had 13. Manny Jinko had 9. Greyhounds now 9-5 on the air. Brighton Stratton falls to 9-3 on the season. Greyhounds were 5-10 from the free throw line. And Brighton Stratton 7-15 from the stripe. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. KB Tire and Auto, Art Supplies, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring, Thomas Motors, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance Agency, Beecraft Jewelers, Kids Caboose, all of Moberly, Failing Small Engine of Salisbury, PK Weiss Agency in Moberly, and Sellers Weiss Insurance in Salisbury, your independent insurance agents, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com. And MACC, the college for you in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, online. Joins now the head coach of the Moberly Greyhounds, Pat Smith, his team winning 100-62. Coach, impressive win, impressive start for your team again today.
You know, you watched this bunch play against Trident yesterday, who I think's got just a world of talent. And it was an impressive win for our guys. And I tell you what, I think we were up 22-20, ended the half on a 29-7 run, and did a pretty good job the first 5, 6, 7 minutes of the second half taking control of it.
Certainly a nice win for your squad, as you mentioned. And what was the key to building that lead late in the first half and stretching it back out again?
A combination of three things. I thought we did a really good job with our pressure defense, forced some turnovers, and I thought we converted well to our half-court defense to where there's no lapses. Because one thing really concerned me, especially after yesterday, was their ability to shoot the ball. I think they were 11-2 coming in here today. Is that what the record was?
They were 9-2 on my shoot.
Okay. Anyway, one of their losses was to Burlington, and they actually led that game with about 12 minutes left. So I thought we did a great job of taking the life out of them. And I thought the keys were our full-court defense. We did a great job of converting to our half. And I just thought offensively we were kind of in a nice flow again. We're moving the basketball. We let a lot of guys get hot today, and that's what we need to do.
Forcing those turnovers kept them from getting into their offense, obviously, and you converted those into points quite often, too.
Yeah, and that's something, you know, against Indian Hills. I think we had 21 turnovers. But yeah, we only got 6 points off those turnovers that we forced. And, you know, that's a big deal. You know, when you turn somebody over, it's kind of like in football, the team that wins the turnover battle is going to win the game. Well, it's not necessarily that way in basketball. But I'm going to tell you what happens is when you can convert them into points, I guarantee it swings it your way. And I thought we did a lot better job than that today. And now we're going to watch this game and see who we play tonight.
Do you have a preference? Obviously, they're both familiar to you.
No, I don't have a preference whatsoever, and I mean that. I mean, they're both good teams. Highlands, home court team. Mineral area, we could play them as many as 4 times, I guess, now. And so it really doesn't matter to me. I think they're both good teams. Should be a heck of a game. And what I'm really just happy about, JB, is that the Hounds are in the finals. 5th year in a row we've been in the finals this. 51 years for this tournament. 5 years in a row we've been in the finals. We've won the last 3. And with that said, you know, I tell you what, we're going to go back to the hotel, get our guys off their feet, give them something to eat, make sure they hydrate. And we'll be ready to tip her off tonight at 9 o'clock against whoever wins this game.
From your past experience here, how important was it to have the second half like this where you get your bench in there, get those guys some extended minutes, get your starters rested for tonight?
I'll be honest, I think it's huge. You know, usually I would, you know, you might get a politically correct answer from me that no, it's not big. I think it's huge. I mean, to be honest, I looked up, I think I took Verge, Sean Miller, Moore, and Todd out with maybe, what, 12 and a half left?
Something like that, yeah.
And I just knew they were done unless they made a serious run. And I thought our group that came in did a really good job of finishing the game. I mean, it's not fair to those guys. You know, there's a buddy of mine that coaches, used to coach West Liberties at Northeast Scotia now down in down in Florida, Jim Crutchfield. And he's a guy that I talked to a few years ago, and he said that they press all the time. And his thing is, I will never take the press off my guys, because even when I put my top five or six, bottom five or six in, they deserve to play just like our starters play. And there's some truth to that. But I've never been able to do that. In fact,
you got to have them ready in case somebody gets injured.
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of unfair that I'm not letting those guys play the way we practice, which was with our pressure. And I'll be honest, I really went back and did a lot of research over our three games that were against really good teams. I don't know. I think maybe there was a little bit in me of, okay, not as deep as we've been. I might not press as much, and I think it hurt us a little bit. And so I'm really back right now. If you notice today, until we took the press off the last two games at the very end, it's been pretty much nonstop, 40 minutes of pressing. That's kind of how we play best. We've been trying to get our defense, I call it on the line, up the line, a little bit more aggressive. I thought I had them a little bit too soft. And, you know, the whole season's about learning. I do think we played two good games up here. We got another game tonight that I think will somewhat rival the tougher games we've played this year. And so we got to be ready, because Mineral Area and Highland are both very good basketball teams.
And even that press would start getting a turnover, it is shortening the shot clock for your opponent and forcing them to hurt their offense maybe.
Well, JB, you're pretty smart about the game. That's one reason we press, buddy. I mean, I tell you, I've always said this, even if you don't get a steal, we'll guard 15 seconds down instead of 30. You know, get shortening that shot clock, getting that shot clock down. And that's one of the things I've always felt about pressure. You can speed a game up, you can slow it down. You can do both.
All right, get some rest. We'll see you here tonight.
I'm going to watch this game, give me a quick bite to eat. We'll get our guys off their feet. And, you know, I'm just very honored that for 5 years in a row we've been in championship game, and we're going to try to do what the last three teams have done.
They treat your team well. Your team does well up here, and it's always a fun tournament coming up.
Yeah, I'll keep coming back as long as they have us. We trade tournaments off with Highland. Tonight should be a great atmosphere for the game. And, you know, like I said, I mean, I was very concerned coming into this game, JB. I mean, Trident is a really good team. I think they're 11-1.
Yep.
And the bottom line, I mean, they're 11-2 now. These guys took it to them yesterday. So I give our guys a lot of credit for never letting them get their confidence. And one stretch of first half, they hit a couple 30-footers.
Yeah.
How far was Verge's 2-3?
From the volleyball line, or the 10-foot line.
Yeah, here's when he's really good. He came out early today. He wasn't even trying to. If his offense had come, he would have taken it. It wasn't there. He moved the ball. And then he needs to be like Michael and Kobe was with Phil Jackson. You know, continue to do your thing, then let your offense come to you. And he's done that unbelievably these last two games.
27 points today. So.
27, and that's not playing the last 13 minutes of the game.
No.
He likes this tournament.
I know he does. He set a school record here last year.
Yeah, which he has since broke. But, you know, I'll tell you, He went through a little stretch where we had some guys not shooting it well. He was trying to do a little bit too much, and I take the blame. It's my job to have these guys where they need to be, so we're trying to get there. We'll see you tonight, JB.
All right, see you tonight.
Thanks.
Thank you, Coach. Pat Smith joining us here on the postgame show. That's going to do it for a broadcast today. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors for bringing you today's game. Thanks to our producer, Jeremy Carter, back in the studio for doing a great job. Our final score, 162. We'll have more Greyhounds basketball tonight. The men will face either Highland of Illinois or Mineral Area. We'll have the pregame at 8:50. The tip at 9 o'clock tonight here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. For all of us here in Freeport, Illinois, I'm J.B. Codley. Have a great night, everyone.